on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Turn up the notch on success with an MBA from Ohio Dominican University. At ODU, you can earn your MBA 100% online in as few as 16 months. Tailor your MBA to fit your professional goals by choosing one of five high-demand concentrations, including data analytics, risk management, finance, accounting, and leadership. Learn more about Ohio Dominican's online MBA and all of ODU's online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/online.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Vikings, Robin Miller. And coach, first of all, walk us through what's happened for your team for the first 6 weeks of the season. You stand right now at 3-3. Happy, disappointed, or where you thought you would be?
No one ever wants to be 500. Things could be a lot worse, we know, and we're lucky to have some of the wins we do. We also realize that the three losses were against three teams that might finish 29-1. So we've been through the gauntlet a little bit, but we know more is to come. So we got to keep working, keep grinding, keep getting better.
Offensively, who can they listen for tonight in the game for the Vikings?
Dorian Moultrie, Daylon Decree, Harry Mills, some senior leaders and experienced players for us.
Is Dorian the kind of guy you try to work in the offense wherever you can, perhaps as a wide receiver, running back, jet sweeps, everything?
Everything. I'd be foolish not to. We got to get the ball in his hands. He's willing to do it all. He understands the entire offense inside and out and can play any skill position for us.
Talk about Brady Hess, a youngster at quarterback. What does he offer you?
A lot. He's really coming into his own. He's developing a lot of confidence. He keeps his eyes downfield. Can create a little bit by keeping plays alive, buying himself a little bit of time, and then just throwing a really nice ball, puts good touch on some of the deeper passes. And again, as that confidence continues to grow, he's going to be a weapon for us.
Give us a preview of your defense, if you will, going into week number 7.
We've been through it. We've seen lots of different types of offenses. Last week, London didn't throw a single pass. It's just power run. And we'll see a lot more running game tonight with Foley. He's just an impressive little running back. So our guys got to get lined up, get in good stances, take great pursuit angles, and gang tackle.
Kind of led into it, but if you had to pick some keys to victory tonight, either things you have to do or prevent the Silver Knights from doing, what would that list include?
Fundamental football, blocking, tackling, relentless effort, and stopping 28.
Let's talk about the playoff scenario. How soon do you look at it? Some coaches say, I look at it in week number 1. Some say, I look at it mid-season. Some say it doesn't mean anything really until about week 8. What is your mindset when you think about the playoff predictions and maybe even winning the league?
Everyone wants to go to the playoffs, and that's always on your list of goals, winning the league, getting to the postseason, making a run at the state championship. But that's all irrelevant if you don't take care of things 1 week at a time. So I'm definitely in that boat that we don't start focusing on it until week 8, week 9. Again, knowing all along that it's completely out of our control.
I think some people are surprised by the caliber of football you can find in the Mid-State League.
It gets better every year. There are no weeks off. They're well-coached teams, fast physical players. Again, that just continues to get better and better. So we got our work cut out for us each week, including tonight.
Coach, best of luck. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
Welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Silver Knights, Brian Cross. And Brian, it's been a couple weeks since last we saw Bishop Reed. Talk about the team and what's gone on the last few weeks.
We played a real tough game Friday night against an undefeated football team in Amanda Clear Creek, and we just didn't move the ball as well offensively as we should. Our defense was pretty solid the entire game. We got a defensive score, so our defense played well. We got to do a better job moving the football through the air than we did last week. And the week before, we were pretty solid. We threw the ball well, and we ran the ball well against Liberty Union, so we were pretty happy with that game. Got another tough one coming up.
Is it one of those scenarios where you have to be careful what you wish for because you may get it? You wanted to schedule with less travel, so now all you have to do is play the likes of Grandview and Amanda and Whitehall and London. I mean, that's a killer schedule. I don't care what division you're in. What are your thoughts?
Well, this year especially, it's a killer schedule because Amanda Clear Creek is undefeated. London's undefeated. Whitehall only has one loss. Grandview only has one loss, and that was the Whitehall. So, yeah, we're catching everybody with really solid seasons right now. But overall, it's a league that we should be able to compete in with everybody year in and year out. And we like having some of the natural rivalries that are going to come from this league play.
Talking with Brian Cross, the head coach at Bishop Reedy. The question that I'm always asked, and I want you to answer this, Jack Foley, he weighs 100 nothing, and people ask me every week, how does he do it? How do you answer that question?
You know, he's a 145-pound kid, but he's tougher than nails. And he has great vision, and he does a good job with not letting anybody get shots at his full body. He twists and turns. Just a tough, hard-nosed kid that has great vision, and he even surprises me from week to week.
Talk about your defense. Maybe underrated with what they've done and some of the teams they've had to go up against. Can you talk about their play in 2018?
You know, our defense has been pretty solid this year. We're not real big on defense. We're young. We have two linebackers that hadn't played until this year. Secondary-wise, we're pretty solid. We have three guys back of the four we had last year. We got some defensive linemen. Sam Hardenberg is doing a nice job. Kate Cantor's doing a nice job for us. Billy Fannin's doing a nice job. So solid defensively right now, but we're going to get really tested tonight.
Final question about tonight. What do you have to do to come out on top against Academy?
The biggest thing for us is we got to find a way to stop their big play. Moultrie, he's a tough kid, and he's got great speed, a great athlete. If we can make him keep snapping the ball and not give up the long pass play or the long run, and definitely not give up a score on the special teams, a punt return, a kickoff return, then we should be very competitive with them.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you much.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2018 Ford F-150s. Or save up to $5,000 on 2018 Ford Escapes. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Do you feel called to a career in ministry? Continue your faith journey as you pursue a master's degree in theology at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. ODU's Theology Master's Program will prepare you to serve in various roles within the Diocese of Columbus, including as a pastoral associate, director of parish schools, youth or campus minister, and high school religion teacher. And you can earn your master's by attending class just once a week. Get started now at ohiodominican.edu/theology.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Week 7 of the high school football season and playoff races and battles are starting to heat up. And if Reedy has any hopes of making the postseason, they have to get a big win tonight in our CCL football game of the week as they take on Columbus Academy over at Fortress Field. Good evening, everybody. Hello and welcome to the CCL football game of the week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. Let's let you know what's on the schedule for week number 7. Hartley is over in Dayton to take on Belmont tonight. Watterson is up at Youngstown State University for a matchup with Ursuline. DeSales at Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana to battle Terre Haute North. St. Charles is at home hosting Madison Comprehensive. Newark Catholic on the road at 5-1 Johnstown. And Fisher Catholic is up in Worthington battling Worthington Christian tonight. Maybe not the marquee matchups around the Central Ohio area this week that we've had in the past couples, but still some good games we're going to keep an eye on. Reynoldsburg looks to go to 7-0 on the year as they take on Gahanna. An old rivalry game tonight as Pickerington Central heads down to Lancaster. Olentangy heads over to Olentangy Orange. Olentangy Liberty is at Westerville South. Westerville North is over at Westerville Central tonight. Upper Arlington on the road at Hilliard Davidson. Central Crossing is at Dublin Kaufman. Dublin Jerome heads to Delaware. The Battle of Hard Road is tonight as Dublin Scioto takes on Worthington Kilbourne. And Groveport battles Canal Winchester. In the City League, Eastmore is at Independence. London at Grandview in the Mid-State League. And Amanda Clear Creek at Bloom Carroll. And a couple matchups there of bigger small schools. Don't forget, after the game, the AM 820 scoreboard show presented by This Week Sports and RevLocalDigitalMarketing.com. Get all of your scores and hear from the coaches with the scoreboard show. Let's head out to Fortress Field now to Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf for the call of tonight's CCL football game of the week.
Ryan, thank you very much, and a great night for high school football. 72 degrees, and the winds in negative numbers right now. It is so calm that flag is in a siesta for the last hour or so. Reedy won the toss, and they will defer Academy receiving, going right to left to start this contest. We mentioned the urgency, Larry, that these teams have. Academy comes in at 3-3. When you look at their remaining schedule, they take on Bloom Carroll at 5-1, also Liberty Union at 1-5, and Grandview at 5-1. On the other side for Reedy, they take on Academy tonight, then London at 6-0, Whitehall at 5-1, and Bexley at 1-5. So, realistically, more so for Reedy, if they win out, they've got a chance to make the postseason.
Yeah, a little legitimate chance. And for Academy, they probably are going to need some help.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, this is a big game for both of these squads because it's going to turn somebody's season around. Well, it's going to turn both teams' season around, one in the negative, one in the positive.
A.J. Craddock has put the tee at the 40-yard line. If you have not been to Fortress Obetz, we'll be back here in 2 weeks, so you can join us for that game either in person or on AM 820 or listening online. Don't forget at stgabrielradio.com. But, Larry, your first trip here, and it's a gorgeous facility, isn't it?
It's magnificent. I mean, we are a mile-high press box up here. It's snowing up here on the roof right now, I think. And
yeah, it took you an hour and a half to get here.
No, but that's kidding.
Okay. Took you 7 minutes to drive here, an hour and 23 minutes to get to the top here.
And I need a ventilator.
And there's a kick by Craddock, and the return's going to start from the 23 up across the 30, the 35 to the far side of the field. Look out. Down the sidelines,
And nobody is going to touch the return man. He's going to take it the distance for the touchdown. Just like that, they'll take it the length of the field for the score. With that being said, Academy is on the board as Carter Worsler takes it the distance, some 77 yards for the touchdown. And just like that, it is 6-0 Academy.
What was a short pooch kick to about the 25-yard line, but I noticed when Reedy came down the field, there was a huge gap in their coverage scheme. The side on the left side was close to the sideline, and the side on the right side was on this side of midfield, and there's a huge gap right down the seam, and of course, that's exactly where Academy took it.
Extra point time now for Academy as they take it the distance in just 10 seconds to take the lead as Sam Massey comes out for the extra point. I don't think he's missed one in 20 attempts. He's also 5 of 5 on field goals. With 10 ticks gone in this contest. Not the start the Silver Knights wanted. High snap put down, and we've got flags before we kick this puppy.
Penalty flag.
Referee is Mike Kelly tonight, and it's going to be against the Vikings. It's a false start. We'll march it back 5, and they'll try the extra point for the 15-yard line. So Carter Worsler got starting halfback. His only rush for 212 yards on the campaign. We missed him in the Whitehall game I did on TV because he was coming back from the concussion protocol, but 212 yards rushing, and Larry right there, he had 77 alone on the kick return. And now the extra point attempt one more time for Sam Masick, who's also an excellent punter. He's averaging 48.6 yards a punt. Snap, kick, plenty of leg, it is up, and boom, 10 seconds in. Academy leads 7-0. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel, Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
So Carter Worsler takes it some 77 yards for the touchdown on the opening kickoff, and they add the PAT from Masick, and just like that, it is 7-0 in this contest. So Reedy will get the ball early in the game. That's the good news. The bad news, already down by converted touchdown.
Well, Coach Cross talked about not giving up the big play, and you start the game with a big play. So can Reedy answer? They don't need a big play on this one, but they're going to have to answer.
Masick is ready to boot it. And for Reedy, back deep, be Jack Foley and Jay Sean Norris.
And either one of them can take it to this.
And this time it'll be Academy kicking from the near hash from right to left. 10 seconds into this contest. And we're underway week number 7 with a bang with the long kick return by Worsler. And there is the leg. Could it be touchback number 22 for him? Indeed it is. So it goes through the end zone. We'll bring it out to the 20-yard line for the Silver Knights. And that's where they will start on offense in this contest. The quarterback for Bishop Reedy is Austin Aiello. Fullback is Donovan Sanders. The running back, Jack Foley. The wideouts include Jayshon Norris and Cade Dent. And also Thomas Stiltner is the tight end in the split out wide. Interior 5, Cade Cameron, Sam Hardenberg, Josh Baum, Cale Dent, and Gabe Hawkins. First and 10 now from the 20-yard line for Aiello and company. And he wants to throw, and the quick pop goes to Norris, and he's across the 30-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. Let's see where they mark him out. They're going to mark him right at the 30-yard line, and that is going to be just enough for the first down for the Silver Knights, so a good start for them with their first play on offense.
Jayshon is one of their big play hitters. I mean, he's a guy that can take a 5-yard out route or a 7-yard out route and go the distance, so that's a pretty good first play for Bishop Reedy.
This year, 22 catches for 317 yards and a touchdown. First and 10. Mark the ball right at the 30-yard line. And they'll go with Aiello from the gun. One wide out in motion top to bottom. They're going to hand it off. That's Norris. He's going to turn the corner. Try to tightrope the sidelines. Brought down as he kind of went out of bounds around the 34-yard line. Again, trying to take it to the short side of the field. Not a whole lot of room there. Jayshon will pick up a few yards as he's knocked out of bounds by Moultrie on the play. Up front for Academy in that 4-3, they've got Dalen Decree, Donovan Simpson, Max Brown, and given Mendenhall. Mendenhall just a freshman. Matthew Derzon, Robert Mills, and Hayden Compton, the linebackers. Carter Worsler and Harry Mills, the corners. Dorian Moultrie and Jordan Deering Hardiman are the safeties. Second down and 7 from the 33. On the ground it goes to Foley. And right up the right side near hash is where he takes it. And Foley gets it up to the 36-yard line. Now, they know about Jack Foley. Talking to Coach Miller before this contest, he said, believe me, we know he's a small guy, but it's impossible to get a solid hit on this kid.
Well, and that's what the Reedy coach said. He can survive in this game because he doesn't take those solid hits. He's always twisting and turning, and he's got a low center of gravity. He does a great job. He's got good vision, so he sees the hit coming, and he changes directions, and that's the mark of a good running back.
See if it's a running down or passing down. It's 3rd and 4 now, 11-8 left to go into first, and Academy leading thanks to the 77-yard kickoff returned by Wersler, 7-0. Go with one wide to the top, one to the bottom, also tied into the bottom of the set. The back's from an offset eye. Under center is Aiello, hands it off. There's a gap, right side.
Yeah,
working across midfield to the 45, Foley to the 40, and Foley all the way down to the 30-yard line before he's knocked down. Goes right, then further to the right, then almost on dime stops and cuts back to his left. Takes it near hash all the way down to the 31-yard line officially for a gain on the play of 33.
Reedy jumped the tight end over to the short side of the field that time, which balanced up the defense for Academy on this side. And then they used the kickout block by their wing back, and they wrapped the guard up inside the hole, and there was nobody left.
Austin Aiello, by the way, will put in a mile and a half tonight because if we're up a mile, he's going to walk that far back and forth to the sidelines to get the play. Norris to the top, Dent to the bottom. From the gun this time with a wing to the top. And the handoff's going to go to Foley off the left side. He's got a gap. Decides he'll cut it inside and gets it near the 22 and maybe about a yard shy of the first down. Little indecision when he hit the 23-yard line. Do I go or do I stay? Decided to stay inside and still gets a nice gain.
Yeah, it's a good idea because what he did was, if he'd have tried to bounce that, he'd probably been about 2 yards farther back than he is now. And he just got his pad level down and squirted through for an extra yard or two.
Second down and missed it by that much. It is short with 10:05 left to go in the first. And Academy leading by a count of 7-0. Still airs the tight end to the bottom. Norris to that side. Two wide at the top. One back in the backfield. It's Foley. And from the gun is Aiello. And he's going to keep it himself. And no, he's going to hand it off inside the 20 to the 15, down to the 13-yard line.
Carried out a nice fake, and that kept him from jumping the runner.
It looked like initially he was going to go ahead and hand it off and then fake it, and then went ahead and was able to dish it off to Foley, and Jack gets a nice gain inside the 15 to the 13-yard line.
Well, that's a read play. I mean, so the quarterback and him, it was a bad mesh in the sense that Foley didn't want to give it up, and the quarterback didn't want to give it to him, so it worked out just fine.
Kind of a double pump there, and wound up getting it to him, and he's got the first down at the 13, so Reedy driving down the field and doing it rapidly, too. Still 9:28 left to go in the first, down by 7. One wing to the top, Foley the deep man. On the sprint, the handoff goes to Jack, trying to turn the corner. He's got an opening at the 5-4-3-2-1, and reaches for the pylon. They say no. Out of bounds inside the 2-yard line. He reached for it, but he was on the outside of the pylon, and he's going to be marked out inside the 2.
Sam Hughey made a nice play for the Academy defense that time. It looked like Jack had the corner, and he was turning the corner, but Sam just knocked him out of bounds just inside the 2.
So first and goal, Silver Knights inside the 2 at 2-4 in the campaign. Playing in Division 5, Region 19, needing to make a statement here in the last 4 games of the season. They go with the triple stack eye this time inside the 2-yard line. Third man is Foley. Tries to wait, tries to pick an opening, and gets it inside the 1-yard line. Bodies galore along the left side of the offensive line, the right side of the defensive front, so he doesn't break the plane. He'll be second down and goal.
Yeah, this is one of the areas where being a 145-pound running back does not help you. You have to be able to push the pile, and that's really his only deficiency that I know of, that I've seen as a running back, his inability to push against the goal line.
Can he just burrow a hole, maybe go underneath everybody?
Go underneath, perhaps, yes.
This time, they'll keep it on the ground and hand it off and get the touchdown. Touchdown off the right side. Sanders will take it in with 8:44 left to go. Donovan Sanders at 18 carries for 87 yards will take it in for the touchdown. With 8:44 left to go, and then it was 7-6, so Reedy did not hyperventilate. They methodically went down the field and got the score.
Just relax. Take a deep breath. It's a big play. It's a big play. It's going to happen.
I feel like we're in Lamaze class. A chance to tie it now for A.J. Craddock.
I know I'm putting on weight, but I didn't think it was that
12 of 15 on extra points. We'll think about that during the break that we're going to take right now. After the extra point is good, tied at 7. Everybody take a deep breath. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Mason Sawyer is hot right now. He punches one in, and Hartley has a 7-0 lead over Belmont. Newark Catholic goes 3-and-out on their first possession, and Johnstown takes advantage. They have a 7-0 lead over the Green Wave.
And here it was Donovan Sanders taking it in from a yard out that culminated a 9-play, 80-yard drive. Took 3:06 off the clock. Craddock with the PAT. Foley on that drive, though, was the workhorse. 6 carries, good for 66 yards.
This is like double trouble in the back there with Moultrie and Mills, because both of them can just fly.
And in fact, Compton and Wersler are the guys on kick returns that have touchdowns. So Wersler now has 2 kick returns for a touchdown. That one is a high short kick, and it is caught by Caleb Crowley. And the ball is going to be in excellent field position now for Academy, but no long return. So you look at it, Carter Wersler has 2 kickoff returns. The one here for 77 yards. He has one against Linden for 65 yards and a touchdown. And Hayden Compton has one against Bexley, 55 yards for a touchdown.
Well, the reason they have touchdowns and the other two guys don't is they won't kick the ball deep to those guys. So if you can't put it in the end zone, you certainly don't want to kick it to the 10.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, then don't be so fast.
First and 10 for the 37-yard line. Hess, the quarterback, from the gun with one back in the backfield. Back to throw. Rolling, looking, buying time, and he has plenty of it. Directing traffic, and now he'll just take it and throw it at the last minute. But he stepped out of bounds before he threw it, and then there's a flag at the end of the play.
Flag on the play.
We've got a late hit out of bounds.
And Hess waited to the last minute to throw the ball, and then when he tossed it, he was almost out of bounds.
I think he was out of bounds.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And then there was a flag, as you mentioned, as well, too.
They're marking him 5 yards back, so he must have stepped out of bounds before he threw it.
After the play, with a dead ball.
Personal foul called against Reedy for that hit that you mentioned.
15-yard penalty.
Along the sidelines. That's tough when you're a defensive player, too. It's hard to let up because you don't know if he's going to do something at the last minute.
Well, and he stepped out of bounds before he threw the ball, so he didn't even know where he was on the field. So the defender's running to get the quarterback, and the next thing you know is he's out of bounds, and you get penalized for hitting him.
Brady Hess is the quarterback. He's a 5'11 sophomore, 78 of 124 passing, 986 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions against London. Passing last week, 189 yards, 2 touchdowns, but also 2 interceptions. So put the ball at the 45-yard line. It's going to be 2nd and 2 from there with 8:33 left to go. They go with one back in the backfield, and he'll get the handoff and maneuver up to the 47, maybe the 48-yard line. It's that time on the carry is number 20, and that's Carter Wersler, who had the touchdown, and he'll get near the sticks. In fact, see if he's got a first down. We're waiting for them to unsort the pile right now. The sticks have already been picked up, so it better be a first down. Got a mark at the 48-yard line, indeed, by about half the length of the football. It is first down.
Well, one of the nice things about this field is it's so perfectly marked. It's not like the old days when I used to put the chalk lines down myself.
Yeah, a lot of these are computer-generated, too,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes.
With a little robotic device that comes out and puts it down. First and 10 from the 48-yard line. One back in the backfield. Hess from the gun, rolling right, looking, sees a gap. Now there's nothing there at the middle. Rolls to his left, wants to throw, gets no chance to do it. Brought down back at the 46-yard line. Great pressure by the Silver Knights, among them number 88 Thomas Stiltner, who plays defensively up front with Cade Cantor, along with Josh Baum and Sam Hardenberg. We'll also see Cale Dent and Gabe Hawkins. Linebackers Cole Matthews and Austin Aiello. Inside is Sanders. That would be Donovan and Nick Kamer. In the secondary, A.J. Craddock and Jayshon Norris at the corners. And Cade Dent is the free safety. So they'll lose a couple on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 12.
Reedy's front four is pretty stout. And, you know, with Cade Cantor and Sam Hardenberg on that right side, they can push the pile quite a bit. So they're pretty good athletes. They're big and strong, and they can get a pass rush.
Go with 2 wide to the top, and Sam Hughey alone to the bottom of the formation again for the gun for Hess with one back in the backfield. Straight back to throw. Looks. Pump. The pass is complete. Far side of field to the 48-yard line, and no further as Harry Mills extends perhaps to the 49-yard line. Makes catch number 8 on the campaign. He had a 55-yard touchdown catch last week against London.
This is a big third down play for the Reedy defense. They can get off the field here. They can forget about that first play that went for a touchdown. Then they will have the ball, and the score will be back to tied.
3rd and 9 from the 49 of the Vikings. Vikings and Silver Knights. It sounds like an epic middle age battle. From the 49 with 3 wide at the bottom this time. Now empty backfield, and they'll dump into the flat. Pass is complete and brought down right at the 49. great open field tackle on Wersner on the play. Coming up to make the hit was Jayshon Norris.
Tackled by Norris.
They had three guys plus Wersler then exiting the backfield to go to that side. So they had three blockers, but Norris took the angular cut, came in there, submarined the play, and made the tackle.
Well, A.J. Craddock and Cade Dent really made the play there because they stopped all the blockers.
Masick the missile with the leg, goes with the directional kick this time. Not as far. It's going to hit at the 20-yard line. And it hit a Silver Knight at the 21-yard line. And Academy says they have the ball as they cover it up. We'll see what they say. They're conferring to see if indeed it hit a Silver Knight. You've got to be with your head on a swivel on a punt like that, and right now they're still conferring. Larry, didn't it look like there was a redirect of the football?
Well, the ball definitely bounced backwards as to whether he hit it or not. I'm not sure anybody knows for sure, but it looked funny. You know what I mean? It looked like it did.
Of course, Academy,
we're a mile away from it. We wouldn't have any.
Academy is claiming that it did, and they get the call, so they're going to say Academy will recover the ball, and they'll have it first and 10 from the 21-yard line. So one of the guys going downfield for Reedy didn't have his head on the swivel. The ball hit him on the right side, and when it did so, it took a weird hop from the 18 to the 21-yard line, and that's where the Vikings will have it first and 10. So they get a break with 6:07 left in the quarter.
Big play.
Trips to the bottom, one wide at the top, one back in the backfield, straight back throw. Hess out of the gun, looks across, middle pass is caught. Complete inside the 6 to the 5 and maybe to the 4-yard line. A huge gain on that first down play.
Sam Hughie running the seam route. They had trips, and all he did was split the safeties. Went right down the middle of the field.
So a first down, they're going to mark it at the 4. Gain of 17 on the play. First and goal from the 4. Hess, like Aiello, runs to the sidelines to get the information on the play. And this time they'll go with 2 wide to the bottom and 3 to the top. Empty backfield for Hess on a first and goal from the 4, although Wersler readjusts in the backfield now. They tighten the top of the formation. And toss sweep far side. It goes to Wersler, and he's going to be brought down by Aiello. Aiello shoots through from his linebacking slot to make the hit on the play back around the 7-yard line.
What Aiello did there was he got really, really low coming off the edge, and the blocker went out to block him at about the shoulder pad, and he just dipped underneath it. We used to call it a dip and whip, and he went right underneath him, and he got free.
I had one of those last week, I think. And a dilly bar, too.
Dilly, dilly.
Dip and whip. Second and goal from the 7. What do you look for here, Larry?
You know, I'm not sure what Academy wants to do here because they haven't been able to run the football. And so I got to believe that they're going to throw something short out here. Maybe they can get something out in the flat. But they do have our man in the backfield, Mr. There he goes.
Moultrie's in the backfield now. He's going to get the handoff, look for a gap, nothing inside, tries to work the left side inside the 5 and finds the angle and takes it in for the score. So they put Moultrie in the backfield. They did that a lot last week against London. And Dorian Moultrie will take it in for the score. And for him, that is his third touchdown on the ground this season. And Academy regains the lead at 13-7.
Well, you had to know when they put Moultrie in the backfield that he was probably going to get the ball either on a swing pass or some kind of play for designed just for him. And it was just simply an off-tackle play. And he used his speed to press the outside and cut it up inside easy.
Masick to make it 14-7 now. Lamp is down, the kick is up, and it is good. So with 4:47 left to go, the Vikings set sail to another 7-point cushion at 14-7. We'll take a break on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Guys, we know London's KJ Price is good at running the football, but he blocks a punt. London takes over, then he runs it in. They lead Grandview 7-0. Also, Dublin Jerome has an early 7-0 lead over Delaware.
And here, Dorian Moultrie, and by the way, there's still one more Moultrie left to go, who is just a sophomore, but Moultrie takes it in 7 yards, Masick the PAT, three plays, 21 yards, 90 seconds off the clock. That happened after the ball hit the side of a Reedy guy, setting up for the return on the punt. So with 4:47 left to go, Masick to boot it. By the way, Sam is just a junior. Will it be touchback number 23? Sure, it will be. Foley fields it 2 yards deep in the end zone. Contemplates seeing if he can fake everybody up, but by the time he gets the one, they say, nope. Son, we're going to take it out to the 20-yard line. All right, the Silver Knights get it back, and they did a good job last time, Larry, taking it downfield 80 yards in some 3 minutes.
Well, they've had the ability in this first drive, and they showed the ability to get to the edge. And it seems like the Reedy offensive line can block the edge players of the Academy defense. And so if that happens, Jack Foley's going to have a big night.
By the way, the other Moultrie is Darrell Moultrie, and he is just a sophomore, and he will play in the secondary a lot tonight.
I just think they name kids Moultrie just to mess with people.
First and 10 from the 20, backs from the eye now with Aiello under center. Back to throw, looks going long downfield for Jake Sean Norris. In stride at midfield, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. And he hops away from the defender at the 15, and boom, just like that, 80 yards, one play, 14-13 in this contest. You want to talk about offense? You've come to the right place.
They may not have enough lights on the scoreboard tonight. I'm telling you, that was... What do we have? A flag down somewhere? Oh, sideline warning? Okay.
And we'll get the call from down on the field from Mike Kelly.
Penalty flag. Touchdown. Action flag. Dead ball. Sideline warning. And disagreeing.
Sideline warning. They're trying to pick up the mic there. Mike Kelly saying sideline warning against Radio. First offense. There's no penalty for that. So it's 14-13 as Jayshon Norris makes the catch. And believe it or not, that's only his second touchdown receiving on the campaign. So now a chance for Craddock to tie it at 14.
This is important for Radio. They know all too well the Grandview game is costing the game.
Snap, kick, it is up, and we're tied at 14. Let's talk about that. You mentioned that, Larry, and the situation was this. They came back to score a touchdown, and then Hayden Jump from the Bobcats blocked the extra point with 20 seconds left, so it was a 17-16 final for Grandview. We did that game last year, and I think it was 24-22 Reedy.
Yep, it came right down to the last minute of the game that time. And I just noticed this time that around the outside, Mr. Moultrie came around the left wing. You know, when you have somebody with that kind of athleticism, that kind of speed, you have to punch inside and then punch back outside if you're the wing back. Otherwise, he's going to compress you, and he will block one tonight if you're not careful.
Well, another loss to... for Bishop Reedy was against Amanda Clear Creek last week, and that was when the Aces scored with a minute 20 left to win that game 17-14. So
they're probably about a minute away from having two more wins. You know, it's kind of crazy, but that's the way it works.
And you look at that at 4-2 with the schedule they played, they're sitting pretty.
Oh, they're
down
sitting
in
real
quest
pretty
for a playoff spot.
Well, against two teams that would be 4-1 and 5-1.
So where do you kick the ball now? With your A.J. Craddock.
I squib it right down the middle of the field. There's a big opening. You got six guys in the front line. Just kick it right down the hash mark, squib it, and get it down to about the 20, 25-yard line and let the blocking back carry it.
Actually, Darrell Moultrie's in the middle of that front line. Then you go back another 40 yards, and there's his brother back deep. And they go high and deep with the kick. And the return is going to be fumbled and scooped up on the play by Hayden Compton across the 10, 15, up to the 18-yard line. Great coverage by the Silver Knights on special teams that time. They knock him down to the 18.
Well, I don't think Coach Cross could have scripted that kickoff any better. It's really, you're looking at two guys that can take it the distance. You don't really want to kick it to them. You can't kick it out of the end zone because you don't have any wind tonight, so it's going to be tough. And, you know, you're just playing with fire back there. Good news is he fumbled it for Reed. It was good news anyhow.
Well, the situation is you've got three guys that can take it the distance, too. So it's even more than two. So
yeah.
First and 10, mark the ball just past the 18. We'll call it the 19-yard line as they go with two wide to the top, two to the bottom, one back in the backfield. And Moultrie in motion, bottom to top, and Dorian's got it across the 20 to the 23-yard line. And ball's free. And or is he free? He's free, actually. He got away at the 23, spun around. It looked for a second like the ball squirted free, but then I saw it was attached to Moultrie, and everybody kind of looked around and said, is the play still going on? And Moultrie is going to get up to the 27-yard line. So this is the guy that, quite honestly, I think Reedy was concerned about. I think they thought they could contain Wersler, maybe not on special teams, but... You know, they could contain him as a running back, but when you enter Moultrie as a wide out and then run him on that jet sweep, too, he's another X factor for him.
And put him in the running back spot.
Second down, and again, he'll sweep it and try to take it around the corner. Nothing there. Brought down back around the 22-yard line.
The thing that'll stop the jet sweep is penetration on the line on the side that the sweep's going to. And that time, the Reedy defense beat both blocks on that side. And what it does is it forces the running back back. It slows up the edge you know, the edge rush, and it allows your pursuit to get to him.
Craddock with the penetration for the Silver Knights. The ball back at the 22-yard line. They need seven to the Vikings on third down. 3:53 left to go. Tied at 14 in the first. The most points we've had scored in a game this season in the first quarter on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
They have quads out there, and they've got an ineligible receiver.
Guy off the line. They're going to hand it off to Worsler, and Worsler going to look for a gap and get hit at the 22, then bounces off to the 23-yard line, but shy of the first down by at least 5 yards with 3.5 left to go. And talk about what you were saying again about it.
Well, what they did was
receiver.
They had two wide receivers standing next to each other on the line of scrimmage, so you know the inside guy is ineligible. So if he comes off the line, you know it's a run, so the secondary can come up immediately. Now, that's assuming that the official saw it and would call the flag if it was a pass. But
Masick to boot it, kicks it to the far side of the field. Fair catch called for and taken at the 31-yard line, corralled by Jayshon Norris.
Fair catch was made by Dent.
Pretty good punt.
Actually, that's Dent back there now as it's picked by Cade Dent. So Dent's got the ball at around the 30-yard line with 3:07 left to go. And Bishop Reedy now with a chance to take the lead in this contest late in the first quarter.
That's a 46-yard punt now, and we have no wind out here, so that's a pretty good kick.
And that's not even his average. That's the thing that blows you away.
Well,
when you
then
look
he's
at
fired.
It.
He's done.
His average is 48.6. Last year, he was the place kicker and has added his punting repertoire this year. He was a soccer player in the past on the Crew youth team. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. Two backs in the backfield. The handoff goes to Donovan Sanders, who fights his way and backs his way up to around the 35-yard line.
That was a hard-nosed 5-yard run because he was hit 1 yard downfield, and he just turned backwards and kept his legs going and pushed a pile.
You know, that's how they define him, too. Good blocker, hard-nosed runner, Donovan Sanders, 5'8", 200 pounds, and a junior. Gains 5, halfway home, 2nd and 5, 2:45 left to go in the first. Knotted at 14 apiece. A little change defensively now for the Vikings. They go with another linebacker, and they pull a defensive lineman. On a 2nd and 5 from the 35. Norris is throwing single coverage. See if they look that way. They're coming with a blitz, though. Here they come. They're going to hand it off to Foley instead. He tries to bounce it and can only get it up to the 39-yard line. The guy that gummed up that play may not get credit for the tackle, but that was Hayden Compton who came up from his linebacking slot, was able to go low and kind of submarine the play.
Reedy has the ability to get the edges here. Now Academy that time ran a double blitz up the middle, but the play was to the outside, and if they could have just sustained their block a little bit longer, he might have still been running.
Hayden Compton, a guy that didn't play football last year. His family lives in Centerburg. His dad is a teacher at Academy. His nickname is Big Country. Third down, less than one. 1:52 left to go. Handoff right up the gut. It is Foley.
Ooh.
Pushes the pile, then he gets pushed back as Moultrie kind of just bent him back at the 43-yard line.
He got pretzeled backwards. That's not what you want to see your running back. That's one of those things where his legs were tied up, and he just got bent over backwards.
So with 1:47 left to go in the first, it is a first down for the Silver Knights. And he's shown the ability to drive the ball, and I think that was the area of concern tonight for Brian Cross, is can the offense sustain drives against the Vikings? Because the defense has played pretty well. The offense has kind of been out of sync. If the running game is good, the passing game has not been good, and he's trying to get both elements together at the same time, and so far so good, but unfortunately,
this looks like a 14. Jet sweep here.
We'll see what happens. Two to the bottom, one to the top, and indeed that's the case. He goes from top to bottom, but they're going to keep it. Instead, Niello's got the ball. They fake it to Norris, and Niello keeps it right up the middle across the 47 near the 48-yard line. So they go with the motion, the jet sweep. Niello calls his own number and gets a nice gain.
Well, some teams use that as like the read option. They'll read if the jet sweep man is going to be covered by an outside player, then the quarterback will just keep it and go up inside.
Austin Ayala says his Catholic education has taught him the true values of life. Ball at the 48-yard line, a gain of 5 on the play.
Boy, do I hope that's correct for all of them.
And 2nd down and 5 from the 48. Under a minute left, 50 seconds. One wide either side, backs off set. Ayala under center. Hands it off to Foley off the right side. Pushes the pile across the 50 to the 45. And he's pushed back at the 44-yard line. Larry, I saw it again last night. I saw where the scrum play was extended. We had a ball pulled out and a fumble called, and we had another guy that was undercut on the play. So I'm hoping you and I have talked about this, that they reach a point where they legislate against that scrum, allowing the pile to move as long as the running back is still turning his legs forward.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but
he got to the 44-yard line,
yeah. And for some reason they pushed it back, and I'm not sure exactly why that happened, but I mean,
again, it could be that scrum thing again, that his legs are
going backwards. So you get forward progress. That didn't seem right to me.
First and 10 from the 46, nevertheless, for the Silver Knights. And guess who? Foley again. Not much room to navigate, but still finds something out of nothing. At the 46-yard line, cut hard left and right, then back to his left again, and got it inside the 43. And
you know,
that'll be the last
yards.
Play.
It's 5 yards, and it doesn't look like much. That's a good push.
And the first quarter tied at 14 apiece. Second quarter between Academy and Reedy around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,250 off MSRP on a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited during the Jeep Adventure Days, or up to $9,000 off MSRP on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 4x4. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Second down and 5 as we start the second quarter for Reedy at the Academy 41-yard line. In motion top to bottom, getting the handoff and turning the corner, getting inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line is Jack Foley. Foley picks up another 5 yards. He's now got 11 carries for 89 yards. We talked about the balance that Brian Cross wanted. How's this? They have 188 yards in that first quarter, 98 rushing, 90 passing, 7 first downs, 1 penalty for 15 yards, and 1 turnover. On the other side, Academy, only 23 yards total offense, 3 rushing, 20 passing, 2 first downs, 1 penalty for 5 yards. Yet we're tied at 14.
Academy is beginning to really crowd the line of scrimmage. They're playing basically a 7, 8, sometimes even a 9-man front. They got 4 down linemen, but they've got 5 linebackers, basically.
Norris and Wurstler, one-on-one to the top of the set. They'll keep it on the ground instead, and fully to the short side. Nice sidestep, twice, ooh, in fact, inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. Sidestep left. Then Dosey-Dode right, got inside the 30-yard line and had a gain of probably about 8 or 9, and it could have been a gain of only 1.
All he needed was an owl man left, and he had the whole doggone show there. I'm telling you what, that was a beautiful run. Twice, he just left Laundrie laying on the field there.
Gain of 9 on the play. He goes over the century mark now. Are very close. No, at 99, Scott Rex will not give him that extra yard.
That's unbelievable. You can't get Rex to give a guy a yard. It's ridiculous.
He marked him down.
That's not right.
Second down and 1. 10:48 left to go. Tied at 14. Academy and Reedy. One wide either side. Dent to the bottom. North to the top from the I formation.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what. Foley got drilled right at the 27-yard line. This one guy came shooting through to knock him. Was that Decree maybe who made the hit?
Stop is by.
I don't know. He leveled him pretty good.
It was Max Brown who knocked him down. Now, Academy gets a sideline warning, so we're tied now, one apiece on sideline warnings. But that was Max Brown, who had a bruised leg, so he was a question mark coming into this game for Academy. But he came through and just knifed through and just drilled him. And he's got some weight with him at 6'3 and 270, but a junior.
Academy is simply daring Reedy to throw the football here. They've got 10 guys within 3 yards of the football here.
Yeah, Moultrie's the only guy back deep. Triple stack now for a half yard is what they need. Foley's got it. As he'll get about a yard and a half, he's down to the 25-yard line, and Reedy will get the first down. You know, it's hard, too, when you talk about the size of these institutions, you know, to have so many guys going both way and go triple stack high and try to grind it out. You're in week number 7 of the season as well, too.
The bumps and the bruises just keep adding up, and it's tough. It's really tough. But that's the beauty of small school football, too. You get kids that get to play everything. You play offense, defense, special teams. They get to do stuff they wouldn't get to do at a big school.
Josh Baum over the football. The center ready to snap to Aiello from the gun. Foley readjusts to the left of his quarterback with one wide out to either side. Also a wing. Handoff goes to Foley. Gets by the first defender and gets down to the 20-yard line before he's whipped down there.
6 more yards. And it was ugly. You know what I mean? There wasn't a big hole there. He just squirted through and ran into a bunch of people, pushed a pile, and, oh, by the way, 6 yards. Now he's over 100 for sure. Rex.
Matthew Derzon makes the hit, 5'9", 170, and a sophomore. He played some as a freshman last year. He's at 107.
Let that be a lesson to you.
That's right. Second down And they need four more after a gain of six. Backs offset. Now there's one to either side of Aiello from the gun with one wide out to either side.
Uh-oh.
To the top of the formation. Pass knocked away on the far side. And that could have been dangerous in either direction.
Now, what Reed needs to do next is run the out and up, because they jumped that out route in a hurry. That's a long pass from the left hash to the right numbers.
It was intended for Jayshon Norris, and Warsler came over there to knock it down. Instead, now it's third down and four from the 19-yard line. This is the 13th play of this drive. And again, Dent to the bottom, Norris to the top. Sanders, the up man, looks like an H-back. Foley readjusts to the left of Aiello. They're showing blitz, and they're coming. And Aiello to keep, and he's got an opening. 15, pushes the pile down to the 10-yard line and has the first down. In fact, there was only one guy to have a shot at him to prevent the touchdown, and he made the tackle on the person of Harry Mills.
That's the read option. They put the blocking back over the right side. They put the running back over the left side. They read the end, and the quarterback just kept it up inside.
Glad to have you aboard on AMA 20. And remember, you can listen online, stgabrielradio.com. So if you want to be portable, stgabrielradio.com. Spread the word to your friends in California and Tunisia and Alberta and Guadalajara.
Nothing in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan?
No, but not all the poles have closed there yet. Could be a North Pole, too, I think. Foley gets the handoff right up the middle. Big gap inside the five, down to the three-yard line before he's whipped down by Moultrie.
Touchdown.
And now they're going to say he's in, because when they spun him around at the three, they say his knee didn't touch. So he spun around, put his hand down, kept his balance, whipped into the end zone like a whirly bird, and gets the touchdown. Now, Moultrie is debating that right now at the two, and our referee's coming in as well, too, to see if we are sure. Michael Kelly is wondering, did he not go down at the two-yard line?
Well, he actually, the tackler actually spun him around. He sat down on the tackler, bounced up, and punched the ball in.
All right, we're waiting to see Michael Kelly meeting with Scott Duncan and Doug Stelmach and Dave Culver and Todrick Davis.
I'm not sure what the discussion is. The man whose job it is to see whether it's a touchdown or not a touchdown, signal touchdown, so...
He was really on the field, but the runner was on top of the defender before he got to the end. Mm-hmm.
There you go. So Foley was able to right himself, put his hand down, sit down on Moultrie, basically not touch the ground, used his hand to right himself, did the 360, went into the end zone for the touchdown. Just the way you draw it up.
Absolutely.
He's in double digits now for touchdowns on the season. And with 8:47 left to go, a chance for the Silver Knights to lead 21-14. Craddock for the extra point. And will it be a 7-point cushion? Sure it will. We'll take a break for 30 seconds right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Now's the perfect time to complete your college degree at Ohio Dominican University. ODU offers a wide range of bachelor's degrees, 100% online, which means you can earn your degree around your schedule. Pursue your bachelor's degree online in high-demand programs that include business, risk management, and more. And because Ohio Dominican has one of the lowest cost programs in the region, ODU's online degrees not only fit your schedule, they also fit your budget. Explore all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/online.
At the end of one quarter up in Youngstown, Watterson trails Ursuline 14-0. Hartley is leading Belmont by that same score. And in the game, Matteo Agresti has become the all-time leader for kickers with Hartley with 215 points.
Congratulations to Matteo, and we will see him next week when Hartley takes on DeSales from Alumni Stadium. That drive was 14 plays, 70 yards, 6:20 off the clock, so more than half the quarter. Foley takes it 10 yards for touchdown number 10 on the ground. He's got 16 carries for over 100 yards, 117.
We're going to double-check those numbers to make sure. He's got 98. Scott's got him down for 98 again.
Scott climbed up.
He doesn't know how hard it is to get 100 yards rushing.
Scott was a quarterback. He got 100 yards rushing, I think, in his career, right? In Napoleon High School?
We're not counting backwards here.
All right, there you go. Craddock with a boot. And we got a flag. Did they leave early? I'm thinking that they did, because they had one guy 5 yards ahead of everybody else. So, again, we'll kick it over.
Umar Dia.
Back five.
Yeah, Umar Dia, number 12.
So we'll boot it from the 35-yard line. 21-14, Reedy on top. Reedy comes in with a mark of 2-4, and Academy at 3-3 on the campaign.
If you think about the teams that Reedy has lost to, you've got Genoa. They're still undefeated, I think. They were the last time I checked. You got Grandview. You got Hartley. And you got Amanda Clear Creek. Other than that, they haven't played anybody.
Yeah, I gave you the marks, too, in the open there. I mean, it was stellar, too.
It's crazy.
I think Academy's three opponents had lost one. Reedy's have lost a total of three games, and that's it. So 8:47 left to go. This time, Craddock will kick it off from the 35. Does this change your philosophy here if you're Brian Cross?
Well, there's a nice little hole right about the 25-yard line on this side over here. I would just pooch it right over the top of this up guy.
That up guy is Jordan Gearing Hardiman. Instead, they drive it down the middle, and it's scooped up at the 20-yard line, up to the 30, the 35, to the far side of the field.
Look out.
Big return for Harry Mills. Mills down the sidelines across the 45-yard line at midfield and goes out of bounds. Looks like at the 49 of the Silver Knights.
You know, in coaching all these years, I had great kickers most of the time, but it's tough to kick a ball 60 yards. I mean, it's just difficult to do that. When you're playing against teams that are fast, you worry about where you're going to kick the ball. We would spend a lot of time trying to figure out where to kick the darn ball, and we'd practice it all week trying to pooch it right at the 20, pooch it down to 15, kick it as high as you can.
First and 10 from the Silver Knights. 49-yard line, two wide of the bottom. Harry Mills, the widest to this side. Moultrie, widest to the top. Empty backfield now, and we've got a whistle. We got flags, and we have encroachment on the defense.
Good ball. Encroachment. Defense number 63.
Well, we mentioned the combined marks of the teams that Reedy Silver Knights and the Academy Vikings have lost to. So if you combine the two schools together, the opponents have lost a total of four games. That's the strength of their schedule. On a quick pop, it goes to the far side of the field. The pass is complete. Moultrie's got it, and he's bent back at the 42-yard line. So with 8:32 left to go, the ball is going to be advanced down to the 41 with the forward progress as he falls forward. That's going to be a gain of just about 8 on the play. Second down and 2 as Reedy leads 21-14 in this one.
You know, I knew Gentle was pretty good, but I didn't realize they were number one in the state in Division 5, 6-0. Other than that, they're not very good.
Second down and 2 from the 41 of the Silver Knights. Far hash going left to right for the Academy Vikings. Man in motion, bottom to top. Readjust now. And Hess back to throw. Rolling right, now tucking, now wants to run, and slides down at the 41-yard line. Thought he had a gap there, but closing it was Cale Dent rapidly. Picks up a yard on the play. It's going to be third down and 1.
You know, I think Reedy had a tougher non-league schedule than Alabama. If they could have just scheduled Ooh La La and Citadel, they might have been able to get to the playoffs.
Well, you mentioned Genoa Area at 6-0, Grandview Heights at 5-1, West Jeff 4-2, Hartley 4-2, Amanda at 6-0 later on. They'll take on London at 6-0, and Whitehall at 5-1, a game you'll hear in a couple of weeks right here on AMA 20. 3rd and 1 from the Reedy 40. 4 wideouts evenly split. One man in the backfield. Quick drop, pass is complete. Mills has got it. First guy misses him, that's Aiello. And Norris makes the hit, but not until he's inside the 33-yard line and has enough for an Academy first down.
That's interesting. 3rd and 1, and Academy chooses to throw the football. That might tell you something about the upfront folks.
What might it tell you?
It might tell you that they're having trouble getting a push on the offensive line for their running game, and so they feel better about throwing the 5-yard hitch than they do about trying to run the running back up inside.
And also, you look at the arm of that sophomore quarterback, too, and Brady Hessen. Yeah. He's got a gun back there.
He throws it pretty well.
3 to the top, 1 to the bottom, 1 back in the backfield, although they'll readjust right now with the wideout going from top to bottom on display in Caleb Crowley. Evenly dispersed again, and back to throw is Hess. Pumps, looks, and sidearms it on the out pattern. It goes to Moultrie inside the 20. Spins, gets away from the 15 to the 10. Gets away again, and will take it in for the touchdown. Hess, with the sidearm toss, got it out to Moultrie, and he does the rest of the work. He caught it about 11 yards, and then danced the rest of the way, spinning outside, then inside, and going 32 yards for the touchdown.
Well, I think he broke 4 tackles on that play, and one of the players, and I couldn't get his number because it's on the other side of the field, I think he missed him twice. He missed him the first time, got back up, missed him the second time.
So Moultrie with a rushing touchdown for the 3rd time this season, and now a receiving touchdown for the 5th time. And it's 21-20 with 6:42 left to go. Chance for Massick to tie this game at 21. And number 21 is the holder, by the way. The snap, the kick, it is up. We're tied at 21. The hold out of Jordan Deering Hardiman. 3 touchdowns converted by each squad now with still plenty of time left to go in the first half. 6:42 left on the clock. With this little break in the action, let's head back to the studios of AMA 20 where Ryan Baker is standing by. And Ryan, what's going on in your world right now?
Well, Randy, when you look at the schedule for Week 7, maybe not the marquee matchups, especially in the bigger school divisions, but we have some really quality Division 4, 5, 6, and 7 games going on tonight. We talked about maybe the biggest, London and Grandview. That one is still 7-0 here tonight. Another one that's pretty big in the Mid-State League, Bloom Carroll is hosting Amanda Clear Creek. Of course, Clear Creek knocked off Reedy last week to remain undefeated. Bloom Carroll with an early 19-0 lead in that one. And another big one tonight for Fisher Catholic in Division 7. And after one, they have a 14-7 lead over Worthington Christian. So some quality small school games going on this week.
Thank you, Ryan. Ironically, I've covered 3 Bloom Carroll losses in the last 30 years.
Are you invited back for prom?
It's motivation for them because we covered their only loss this season, one of their few losses last year as well, too. And on that drive for Academy, by the way, it was 4 plays, 49 yards, just under 2 minutes, 159, because Scott never rounds up. We know that. 32 yards to Moultrie. Masick, the PAT. Our statistician may leave at halftime. And there's another touchback. That's number 24 on the campaign for Masick. And what a weapon that is to have with that leg.
Well, if Rex leaves before halftime, he'll still be in the parking lot by the fourth quarter, climbing down this mile-high,
you know what,
press box.
We'll see him in the concession stand and go, a dollar for a hot dog? You sure it's not 99 cents? Really? No, just kidding. Scott is the absolute best. We love him and couldn't do it without him. Especially since I just knocked one of his stats down on the floor. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. All right, for the Silver Knights, Larry, what are you looking for here?
Run the football. I mean, Academy, they're going to have 9 guys. They have 9 guys.
You'd like another 6-minute drive, then you get the ball to start the second half, too. One man in the backfield on a first and 10 from the 20-yard line. In motion, top
got
to bottom. Jay Sean Norris has the seam at the 20, to the 25, to the 30, up to the 33-yard line before he's gang tackled there. Mills and company knock him down, but that's enough for a Silver Knight first down. Is that time Jack Foley was off for a play? Now he'll check back in.
What Reedy has been able to do here offensively is they're getting a hat on a hat. What I mean by that is they've got every single defender blocked, and then their running back just has to make one move, and he's got 7 or 8 yards. Or in this case, 14.
Or in this case, 13. Remember, one less. Norris picks up 13, first and 10 for the 33. We got a running theme here with 6:23.
But it's really not.
Yep, left to go in a half. One wide to either side. Foley back in, gets the handoff. Cuts to the left, gets it up to the 38. Glides near the 39. Has a nice gain on first down. It'll be second down and just about 4 from the 39.
That play was supposed to go over the right side of the offense, but Sam Hardberg and Kate Cantor on the left side walled everything down on the weak side, and the running back, Jack Foley, just cut it back behind all those big guys.
And think about Hardenberg at the strong guard. He was a starting fullback last year. He's 6'1", 240, and a senior. Kate Cantor has been starting forever.
He used to be a tight end, if you remember, back when he was a little pup, freshman.
Was his dad when he played at Grove City.
Yeah.
Second down and 4 from the 39-yard line. Wing to the top, one back in the backfield. Foley not going to get it this time. It's going to be Ayala. Cuts it outside. Austin to the midfield stripe. 45, 40, and kicked out of bounds inside the 40 and around the 37. And it was just Jordan Deering-Hardeman with a chance to get him, and he deflected him out of bounds.
The combination of Foley's ability to run the football between the tackles opens up the read option, because in the quarterback, nobody has a quarterback. You have to sell out on Foley. And unfortunately, it's like playing option football. You better have somebody to take care of the quarterback.
Ayala picks up 24 on the play. First and 10 for the Silver Knights from the 37 of Academy. Vikings 3-3, Silver Knights 2-4. Must win for these teams if they want to have a chance for the playoffs. Backs from an eye. Sanders the upback. Foley the deep man. Ayala under center. Second man through. Foley's got a gap. 35, 30. And brought down, ankle tackle at the 27-yard line. Falls to the 26 as Carter Wersler prevented a touchdown.
Right now, the Reed offensive line is really coming off. They're coming off the ball low. They're putting hat on a hat, and they're getting a great push. And then you've got a good little running back there that you can't see, and he just squirts through.
Foley has had some big games already this season. We'll touch on that after this play with 5:15 and ticking. First and 10, Reedy from the 27 of Academy. Are they coming with the blitz? They are. Up the middle, handoff, and he runs right into it. The running back got the handoff from Aiello and ran right into the blitz at the near hash. Got from the 27, maybe to the 26-yard line. That's it for Sanders on the play. But for Foley on the campaign, against Liberty Union, 28 carries, 263 yards. Against Amanda, 167. Against West Jeff, 175 yards. Last year, rushed for 1,483 yards. And has equaled the number of touchdowns he had last season on the ground now with his 10th in this game. Gain of 1. to the 26. Second and 9, 4:34 left to go. Back to throw, Aiello. There's pumps, looks long downfield, far side. The pass is thrown up for grabs and incomplete. There's that pump and go you were talking about to the far side of the field. And this time, good coverage by the defensive back. I think it's Wersler over there on the coverage.
Now, the next time you run that, because Wersler in tune with that, you throw the back shoulder throw to the outside, and then the defender's trapped inside, and he can't get back to it. I mean, it's a cat-and-mouse game. You just have to know how they're defending it and make the adjustment.
Jayshon Norris, the intended receiver. So third and 9 from the 26, setting up an interesting scenario here if you're the Silver Knights and you don't convert on third down.
Well, I think this is going to be another read option. I look for Fuller offset here to the left side. Here he comes.
Aiello from the gun with Jack next to him. Foley gets the handoff, hits the full hard, but brought down. Somebody went low to make the hit, and I think that was Darrell Moultrie. Darrell came low, number 8, the baby brother. He came shooting through and knifed in and made the hit at the 24-yard line. So now you've got a fourth down for the Silver Knights, and a timeout going to be taken on the field by Reedy. So Reedy will burn their first timeout in this contest. So, Larry, what are some of the things going through the mind right now of Brian Cross? You're looking at a 41-yard field goal, which is probably a bit long, although I have to say that against West Jeff, Craddock made a 42-yarder.
I'm going to guess against West Jeff there was some wind involved. I mean, I just don't think he's got the leg to get 41. But what you might want to look at here, excuse me, we got timeout here for something?
I think they want to adjust the clock. To 4:31. We got the pounding on the glass by Coach Simpson, and timeout was taken, so they readjust the clock to 4:31.
So if you're Coach Cross right now, if you have a chance to get the ball to Jayshon, you get it to Jayshon.
They want to set it to 4:25, I think. I'm just going to announce
if you can get it to him, maybe you can throw, either he can throw a halfback pass, you can throw a halfback pass with Jack Foley, because the whole world is going to come to Foley. If they run jet sweep with Foley and he throws it to Jayshon, he's going to be wide open.
Norris goes to the top, Foley in the backfield. Sanders, the H-back up front. Dent wide to the bottom of the formation. And they're showing blitz up the middle, and they are coming. Aiello rolling, looking long downfield. The ball hangs up, and they try to come back to the football. They cannot do it. There's a flag. Aiello was looking downfield, intended for Jayshon Norris, and he had him beat by a couple of steps, but there was such pressure that the pass was thrown early and it hung up there and it was short, so Norris tried to readjust the football. When he did, the two defenders kind of collided and also hit Norris, and we get the flag 1 yard deep in the end zone.
Well, you know, Academy was thinking the same thing I was thinking. Get the ball to Jayshon Norris somehow. And they were trying to run him right down the seam on a middle seam route, and he got open. Aiello just couldn't throw the ball far enough. And he got a lot of pressure from the weak side, though, too. He got hit just as he threw the football.
Mike Kelly, our referee, letting us know there's pass interference on the defense. That'll be a first down for the Silver Knights with 4:20 left to go. So let's call that a big conversion, if you will, for Ree on fourth down. They'll have it first and 10 from the 12.
That'll drive you crazy if you're coaching for Academy, because he really had very little chance of catching the ball. It was underthrown, but Jayshon might have been able to come back. But the reality is all you have to do is play the football.
Backs from an eye this time with Aiello under center. Two wide, semi-wide to the bottom of the formation. Second man throws Foley. Gets the handoff and goes somewhere into that pile at around the 10-yard line.
Now, Reedy, for some reason, has gone to more of a traditional eye look here, and they're getting stuffed a little bit more with the nine-man front. You're talking about four down linemen, three inside backers, but both safeties are walked up, where they'll have one safety over the top, and they'll roll an outside backer in and then roll somebody up in the box. And so you end up with a nine-man front. Tough to run against that from traditional eye.
It is second down at 8 from the 10 with 3:48 left.
Here comes the read option.
Foley readjusts Aiello to his left again from the gun look. And handoff goes to Foley. Burst through inside the 5. Nice stutter step at the 4. Imagine going full speed at the 5 and then stutter stepping at the 4-yard line, going to the left and just shooting by the defender and taking it in for the touchdown. That's where you lost some garment on the field right now.
Yeah, Jordan Deering Hardeman just lost some laundry. I mean, he had him dead to rights. They were both squared up, and he just had a little shake and bake move and just
Just literally broke his ankles right there at about the 5-yard line.
Shake and bake makes it 27-21 with 3:39 left to go. Touchdown 11 for Foley. Craddock to make it an 8-point cushion. Oh, they're getting pressure from the outside, but the kick is up and good. 28-21, the count of this one. 3:39 left to go. Academy gets it back. Reedy gets the ball to start the second half. Let's go back to the studios of AM 820 and find out what's going on with Ryan and Lee back there.
Well, guys, we've got some pretty good games going on so far this week. Let's update you real quick on the Catholic schools. Hartley has a 22-0 lead. Ursuline leads Waterson 17-0. A little bit of a surprise there. DeSales has a 6-0 lead over Terre Haute North. St. Charles is up 21-7. Johnstown 14-0 over Newark Catholic, and Fisher Catholic again with that 14-7 lead over Worthington Christian. One of the bigger games, we talked about a big rivalry game tonight. Pickerington Central and Lancaster. Lancaster just scored. That game is tied at 10. If you remember last year, they gave Pickerington Central everything they could handle. It was a 14-13 win for the Tigers, so looks like another good one in that rivalry tonight.
That's one I called earlier this week, too, Ryan, is the fact that every time they play, it seems like, especially in Lancaster, Lancaster plays them tough. This goes back some 19 years when Jay Sherritt started coaching at Pickerington Central. And, you know, Rob Carpenter goes back more than a decade as well, too. And those two, when they get together, for some reason, it always becomes smash-mouth football.
They know each other. They know each other so well. They know exactly how to prepare. And their kids can win the game. And that's part of the Lancaster mystique over Pick Central.
Foley, 21 carries, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. There's the kick. It is high. It is short. And is caught at the 23-yard line by Hayden Compton up across the 30. Glides to the 35, across the 40. Midfield tries to split two defenders and can't do that. Norris is waiting for him right at the 45. But again, it'll be a short field for the Vikings on a huge return by Compton, who waited for his blockers.
Did we take a wrong turn and end up at OK Corral? Because we're going to have a shootout here. I mean, it's 28-21, 3:31. There could be two more touchdowns in this half.
And by the way, Foley's 10-yard run ended a 9-play, 80-yard drive. Took 3:03 off the clock. The last two touchdowns by Reedy were by Foley, and both times from 10 yards out. Both times there were laundry.
This is a huge drive for both teams, because if Reedy can hold serve here and keep him out of the end zone, they will get the football to start the second half.
Four wideouts in motion, top to bottom on the jet sweep, trying to turn the corners. Wersler, and he's not going to be able to do it. There's a flag on the play at the 38-yard line. Wersler goes down back at the 43.
Wersler carries the ball. Tackle was by Dent.
Wait and see what the flag is about. Could be against Academy. They're backing up a little bit with 3:25 left to go. Our officials are conferring right now. And as they confer, we'll remind you, too, that we're heading to the top of the hour. And you're listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And the call is holding against the Vikings. And the call is going to go against Jordan Deering-Hardeman. So mark the ball back to the 47-yard line of the Vikings. It'll be first down and 20 from there. 3:23 and ticking in the first half. Reedy leads 28-21. Two wide to the top, two to the bottom. Hess rolling to his left, pressure on, looking, gunning against sidearm. Has Moultrie at the 40, gets away to the 35-yard line, and hanging on was Craddock for dear life, and got enough of him to knock him down as he was in the prone position at the 34.
That's a nice throw by Hess, and what made it an even better throw than it might look on his face was that he didn't get his shoulder square. He was still running sideways and threw that ball pretty well downfield.
2:48 left to go. It'll be second down and 2. We're going to get an update after this play on Pickerington Central and Lancaster. Speaking of those two teams, the three wide at the top, one man in motion now to make it evenly split. And Hess from the gun. Long count this time. The wideout readjusts. They snap it just in time. And pass across the middle. It's too strong on the play. Falls incomplete. Let's go back to Ryan Baker. And Ryan, you have an update.
Well, guys, I told you Lancaster just tied that game. From scrimmage, Pickerington set an 80-yard touchdown pass to Demetric Crenshaw to Lorenzo Stiles, and it's 17-10 now, Tigers.
Yeah, Stiles is a bit of a track guy.
You think? And Crenshaw has no arm at all. He's not very good.
One thing they don't have at Pickerington Central is a good-looking football field, I can tell you that. That turf is in bad shape, but man, the football team is tremendous. Third down and a couple now from the 34-yard line. They'll keep it on the ground. Wurzler's got the handoff, and I don't know. Needed to get to the 32-yard line.
I'm not sure he made it.
Going to be pretty close with 2:18 and ticking here. See where they mark it. Real ball touches the 32, then it is a first down. Yep, it's in fact past the 32-yard line by the length of the football. So first and 10 Vikings with 2:14 left to go.
Originally, when the line judge ran in there, it didn't look like he was going to get the first down. But
so from the 32 they go, and the clock now ticks again. Or it should be ticking. The clock should be starting. And it finally does. With 2:10 left to go. The three wide to the bottom, one to the top, one back in the backfield. On the first down play, they hand it off, and there's nothing inside. So Wurzler tries to bounce it outside. Gets it from the 30, maybe to the 27-yard line before he's gang tackled right there. Nothing inside, so opted to bounce it outside. Now remember, with the kicker that they have, if they have to settle for three, they're in range of Masick already.
Yeah, right now it would be about a 43-yard field goal, 44-yard field goal, so he's capable.
Last guy to hop up is Sam Hardenberg, and he's kind of gimpy when he comes up. Also, we're going to have a helmet repair done to one of the Vikings, so we stop the clock with 1:39 left to go. Now he's going to have to come out for a play. Wurzler took off his helmet, had to adjust it. I think he's got to come out for a play, doesn't he? And Hardenberg is going to be asked to come off the field as well, too. Cale Dent will replace him. Interesting. Wurzler was able to stay in after he took his helmet off to repair it. So it'll be second down and 5 from the 27. Hess rolling to his left, looking long downfield, and the pass caught for a touchdown. Far side of the end zone, it's corralled by Jordan Deering Hardiman for the touchdown. And then it was 28-27. Get out your calculators.
Now, Cade Dent really had good coverage there, but he had poor technique. He reached with his back arm instead of his front arm. If you reach with a front arm, it changes the angle, and you actually get a little bit more reach that way.
Also kind of blinds the receiver a little bit, too. But to no avail, on a chance now with 1:23 left to go for Academy to knot this game at 28. So the guy that caught the touchdown pass is now the holder. And Masick to knot it at 28 apiece. Long count. Snap floats back. There's the kick. Plenty of leg. And we're tied at 28. 1:23 left to go in this one. We were tied at 14 at the end of one, so it seems apropos that 28-28 would be the tally near halftime. But still 1:23 left to go. And Reedy still has two timeouts left, and Academy with their full complement of three. So right now, offensively, I guess a lot of this is predicated on the return. But if you're Reedy, do you have enough time to score again?
Well, first of all, you're not going to get a return, probably. He's probably going to kick this out of the back of the end zone. So now you're looking at, can you make one big play to get field position up around the 50? And if you can, the man that you have to go to is Jayshon, or your running back. He can go anytime he wants.
Well, so. Yeah. Another guy that gets overlooked sometime, you know, we talk about not using the tight end much.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Diltner's got hands. I mean, he goes 6 feet, 235, and maybe a blocking guy most of the time on the offensive line, but when thrown to, he can catch it. Academy's got that touchdown pass. Hess, 27 yards to Deering Hardiman. Masick, the PAT, 5 plays, 42 yards, 208 off the clock. Hess now 8 of 9 passing for 109 yards. Pretty accurate for a sophomore quarterback.
I think both coaches are probably going to fire the defense coordinators at halftime. And the DT coordinator is going to go get a pizza, have a Pepsi, and call tonight.
In fact, Brady Hess now has the highest completion rate for an Academy quarterback in the last 4 years. With 1:23 left to go.
And he's only a sophomore.
Is it touchback number 25?
No, it's not.
No, it's a line drive kick, and yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It hits at the 1 and dribbles beyond Foley, so we'll bring it out to the 20. Make that touchback 25. And with 1:23 left to go, that's where the Silver Knights will get it. Each team with 4 touchdowns here in the first half. I'll take a look at the scoring. For Reedy, they normally give up 23.5 points for a game. And for Academy, they give up 28 points for a game.
Well, if we call it a game now, it's tied. Do we have to go to overtime
at
this point?
Okay. I think so. By the way, this is the strongest quarter offensively for Academy. They scored 73 points in the second quarter, and it's the weakest quarter for Reedy. They have now outscored what they've done in the prior 6 weeks as Aiello on the keeper up across the 25 to around the 28-yard line. Reedy only scored 13 points in the second quarter all season, but they've scored 14 in the second quarter in this contest alone. Ayala's got it up to the 29 before he's pushed back, so it's going to be second down and one with 105 left to go in the first. This is kind of a gift down. Do you take a shot here?
You better get a first down is what you better do. That way you know you can get run the clock out.
Foley's got it. Foley gets away from two defenders, gets the first down at the 30. He's hit three times Foley before he goes down at the 34-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 51 seconds left to go. Have you fine-tuned your two-minute offense at this point of the season, Larry?
Absolutely. And Jayshon Norris is the guy that you want to go to here, but this is a time for a little quick hitch, maybe hitch and lateral, hook and lateral type play, something that is going to get you a bunch of yards here.
First and 10 from the 34 now, from the gun. Actually, Ayala now under center. He's got two backs in the backfield. He's going to fake the handoff and look and roll and wants to throw downfield and has Norris at midfield down to the 45-yard line before he goes out of bounds. Norris curls underneath, makes the catch, picks up another 5 yards, and heads out of bounds with 30 seconds left to go in the first half.
That's the good old-fashioned wing T waggle play. It's a boot pass, as Coach Cross calls it. We used to call it the waggle play. And you hit the drag man. The drag man is open 99% of the time. And when you got a guy like Jayshon Norris running the drag, it's a good option.
First down, Reedy.
Sam Hughey makes the hit on the play, but it's a gain of 21. First and 10, Silver Knights from the 45 of the Vikings with 30 seconds left to go. Are they coming on a blitz? Yep, they are. Ayala back to throw, looking. Little tunnel screen.
Look
it
out.
Goes to Dent, 40, 35, down to the 30, down to the 29, falls forward to the 28-yard line. Catch by Cade Dent, has the first down with 23 seconds left to go. You got two timeouts left if you're the Silver Knights. Let's see if they have to burn one now.
They got to burn one.
They're going to take the timeout. They lost a second, waiting to call the timeout. So with 22 seconds left, they take a timeout. That's the second one taken by the Silver Knights. Still barely in field goal range. You're looking at a 45-yarder from this point with the ball resting at the 28-yard line. The wind, not much of a factor here at all tonight.
I would run that waggle pattern again. The reason you'd run the waggle pattern is you have the corner route on the front side, you have the running back into the flat, and you have the drag route down the middle. So you have three options all coming to the ball, and the quarterback's out of the pocket running, so he has a chance to throw the ball away easily.
Ryan, we've got time for a couple of scores from you, sir, if you got any.
We've always got scores back here, Randy. Don't you worry about that. Waterston making a little bit of a comeback here at the half. They trail Ursuline 17-14 now. Joey Velasquez has scored a touchdown run, and DeSales has a 12-0 lead now. And a little bit of a surprise here, guys. Gahanna leads Reynoldsburg 7-0 at the half.
That's a good old-fashioned backyard brawl there.
Well, Gahanna historically goes for an 8:05 wake-up call. So last week we saw that when they started about an hour late against Pick Central, made it a ball game, cut it to one touchdown, but couldn't get over the top. 22 seconds left to go, first and 10 from the 28-yard line. Norris coming around, gets the handoff. He's drilled back at the 35, falls to the 36. It's two battles two as Moultrie makes the hit. It's a loss of 8 on the play.
He ran the jet sweep into a corner blitz.
Ouch.
And that's not good for your offense.
And for the Silver Knights, they will burn their third and final timeout here in the first half. So that takes them down to zero. Meanwhile, Academy still has all three of those. Remember, too, that Academy had the option in the first half they were able to receive, and so Reedy's going to get the ball to start the second half. So you've got a second down situation here, second down and long. Ball back at the 33. You need about 15 yards, but you've got 18 seconds left. So, Larry, what are some of the plays you
come? Well, you've got a couple plays here, so you want to get at least half of it here. So if you can roll out, get something on the sidelines, and then maybe run a corner out in behind so you've got a high-low action on the corner, and that way you pick the guy that's most open. You can catch it and get out of bounds. You still have the one timeout left. That allows you to then run the next play and then set up your field goal if you need it. They can get probably three plays off here if they do it right.
We'll see what happens as the Silver Knights, after a meeting with Brian Cross, come back out on the field.
I think you'll see some kind of rollout. We've got trips in here to the bottom.
Foley is the inside of three guys to the bottom of the formation. He is not in the backfield. Sanders is. A second down and 15 from the 33. Ayala back to throw. Looking across the middle, guns it. Norris tried to reach back to get the football and also look downfield. And there's a flag tossed at the end of the play with 13 seconds left to go. Norris got drilled at the end of the play, and he's down, face down, at the 17-yard line. The flag rests at the 19.
Yeah, he dropped the ball, and you know, at the next level up and the level after that, they called a defenseless receiver, and I don't know what they're calling here exactly. I don't know if high school has that or not.
They have a blindside hit. That would be the two arms that are like this, like when you're bulking up, Larry. But we'll see what the call
is. I normally walk. I can't help myself.
Flag at the 19 and Norris down at the 17-yard line. 13 seconds left to go here in the first half.
I thought my wife was giving me a compliment. She said all my shirts have a bump in front. She was thinking about my belly. Just saying.
As we move on, coming up at halftime, Joe Lang will be our guest from Bishop Reed. We'll talk about a number of great items happening at the home of the Silver Knights, including the open house just around the corner. Let us throw it back to the studios for a couple more scores from Ryan Baker for the next 45 seconds. Ryan, what do you have going on back there?
Well, St. Charles now leads at the half 27-7 over Mansfield. Madison, Johnstown, and Newark Catholic have gone to the half. That one is still 14-0 for Johnstown in that one. Dublin Jerome has a 28-7 lead over Delaware tonight. Groveport and Canal tied at 7. Westerville Central has a 21-7 lead over Westerville North. And just for you guys, I know you guys, especially you, Larry, like the Hilliard Derby updates. They lead Thomas Worthington tonight 31-7. So Panthers cruising in week 7.
I like them better if they play on Thursday Night Lights, but they're too good for that. So first and 10 from the 18-yard line, the 15-yard penalty.
Maybe they want a different announcer. Maybe they just don't feel comfortable winning the game.
Maybe
with
they don't want my tax dollars anymore.
Take both of them. Thank you. Tax dollars.
Thank you very much.
You actually live in Columbus.
So
you pay all your taxes.
Yeah, so the tough thing is right now you lose your big play guy for at least now. And maybe if it's a concussion protocol for the game, as Norris is standing along the sidelines at the 20-yard line with his helmet off. So he will have to check out of this game. And it'll be first and 10 for the Silver Knights. The ball resting at the far hash at the 18-yard line.
Again, you still have one timeout left, so you can get some of it. Tunnel screen looks good right now.
Foley is the inside guy of three. They got a try out of the bottom. They've got Sanders in the backfield. Aiello from the gun with 13 ticks left to go. They go to the end zone here.
Aiello with pressure. Cannot do it.
And he's trying to get away and gets to the 21-yard line. Almost lost the football, looked like, and he did, in fact. He lost the football, struggling for the extra yards, and the Vikings have it with 5 seconds left to go. And you would think we'll effectively end the first half. We'll see what the Academy looks to do. You're looking at probably about an 86-yard field goal attempt right here.
We once kicked a 107-yard field goal.
And
we didn't make it. Okay. But see, we didn't have a punter, but we did have an all-Ohio kicker, so we kicked the ball from our own 3-yard line and kicked it out of bounds to 50. That's a 47-yard field goal, and they got the ball to 50. Seemed like a good idea at the time, and it worked.
You know, you did so many clever things, it's a wonder you're not coaching anymore.
It wasn't clever. It was out of necessity. Necessity is the motherhood of invention. Yes, it is.
First and 10 from the 21-yard line with 5 ticks left in the first half. Norris standing along the sidelines again without his helmet.
In fact, you may have been doing that game. Somebody was doing that game.
I think it was me, yeah. Tended not to know you, I think. Some things don't change. Test the quick
pop. Lateral.
And they were going for it. Moultrie caught the ball, but he had to go down to the ground to make the catch at the 26-yard line. And you're right, they were going to go for a little razzle-dazzle, but the pass was low. Moultrie corralled it at the 26, but he did so on the ground, and that will do it for the first half. Tied at 28, and Larry, an exciting first half.
Well, we said both teams were in a desperate mode, and they're playing that way. It's desperate football, and Reedy's going to get the second half kickoff. Had they been able to score before the half, or had they been able to keep Academy out of the end zone there on that last drive, they would have been holding serve and a chance to go up 2 scores. Right now, it seems like whoever has the ball last has got the best chance of winning this game.
And remember, the Silver Knights will have the ball to start the second half. Tied at 28 here at halftime, we'll take a break. On the other side, our Reedy Spotlight will feature Joe Lang. We'll talk about all the great events happening in the land of the Silver Knights as long as he's available, because he's also announcing the marching band for Reedy. So we'll see. We can talk to his agent here at halftime and get Joe.
He's almost 5 feet away from us, so I think we can do it by...
We'll have him do both then, right?
We'll do both simultaneously at the same time, which is not redundant.
That would be the ultimate simulcast. We'll take a break. Tied at 28 at the break. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.